I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a return visit to the Yorkshire town of Halifax. Yay! Always proud to be known as the gateway to Huddersfield. Areas of Halifax have plenty of variety to offer the interested tourists, but those visiting Mixenden shouldn't get the wrong impression from signs installed there by the council. So if you read, "Car thieves operate here," it's not a warning, it's an invitation. Situated in nearby Bradford is the world-famous Yorkshire College of Physical Education, opened in 1927. It was there that it was discovered that exercise improves mental well-being. They proved if you get up and run 5 miles a day, after a month you'll feel infinitely happier, as you'll be 150 miles away from Bradford. The Calderdale Community Health Centre was the first in England to set up a unit to treat the condition known as OCD, or CDO, with the letters in alphabetical order, as they should be. In recent years, they've run limited place courses for the counselling of self-harmers. Those who didn't get in must be kicking themselves. The Calderdale Health Team are world leaders in treatments for clinical depression. These include a new drug which has proved specially effective in tests on hamsters. It markedly raised levels of serotonin, so reducing anxiety and stress. As a result, Halifax now has Britain's lowest recorded rate of suicide amongst hamsters. In later tests on human volunteers from Yorkshire, it raised their mood levels to previously unseen heights, reaching almost mild surliness. But they're not alone in failing to make people here smile. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and John Finnemore. And on my right, Tim McTaylor and Susan Kalman. Please welcome the lady who always looks forward to handling the team's points, our scorer, the delightful Samantha. So we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference in meaning between the words imam and ayatollah. Well, imam means a religious leader who conducts worship in a mosque, whereas ayatollah means it now costs more to cross the Humber Bridge. The meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. John, you can start.
Likeable. An ox.
Barry.
Hashtag. Party game where you chase each other for drugs.
Tim.
Tart. What you'll see in a Yorkshire gallery.
Susan.
Corsage. You look nice, Sergeant.
Dispensation. It's biros from China.
Hootenanny. Daycare for little owls.
Barstool. Sheep droppings.
Moisturiser. How Yoda asks if you've been crying.
Germinate. Acht.
Shellfish. A bit like a shelf.
Spam. When my friend Pam arrives at the pub and I'm already drunk.
Canoodle. A cross between a poodle and a canoe.
Oh, the teams are now going to sing along with some well-known discs in the game called Pick Up Song. Samantha will spin the discs. Each of you should sing along to your record teams until Samantha turns the volume down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean a damning indictment of the infantilism that shames our nation on the world stage. What do points mean? And this week's prize is the perfect confectionery for the veteran footballer. It's this John Terry's chocolate orange. So, Barry, you're up first, and I'd like you to accompany Chuck Berry singing Johnny B. Goode.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like ringing a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny B. Goode.
He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack. They said we need to treat me out the railroad track.
Oh. That's Barry Cryer singing Johnny B. Goode with the audience here in Halifax clapping along to something. I don't know. You're next, John. I'd like you to accompany Yorkshireman Jake Thackeray singing La-Di-Da.
Now we're agreed that we're in love, we'll have to face the La-Di-Da. The eyewash, all of the fancy pantomime. I love you very much. I'll try, love. I'll bill and coo with your gruesome Auntie Susan. I'll stay calm. I'll play it cool. I'll let your tetchy uncles get me back up across my heart. And I shan't get shirty when they say I look peculiar. I'll be nice to your mother. I'll come over all la-di-da. Although she always gets up me nose. I love you very much. I love you very much.
Thank you, John. Well, you now, Tim, and I'd like you to accompany the Grammy Award-winning Halifax-born Ed Sheeran singing his big hit, Shape of You.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, and the bar is where I go. My friends at the table doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give you a chance now. My hand stopped Van the Man on the jukebox, and then we started dancing. I'm singing like, girl, you know I like your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do, although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering,
every day discovering something.
For a minute there, I was worried that you'd just gone into your own little world. Finally, Susan Cowman, please accompany Sia singing the David Guetta hit, Titanium.
You shout it out, but I can't hear a word you say. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm criticized, but all your bullets
ricochet. You shoot me down, but I get up. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Fire away, fire away. You shoot me down, but I got up. I am titanium. You shoot me down, but I got up. I am titanium.
Thank you, Susan, for overcoming your shyness to sing for us. Well, it's time for some acting now in the miming round called Sound Charades. This is a variation on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. In 1998, stalwart Lionel was finally recognised by Her Majesty the Queen at Buckingham Palace, and she quickly pulled down the flag and drew the curtains. So, Tim and Susan, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Dancing on ice. Dancing on ice.
Off you go, please, Tim and Susan.
It's a TV three words, and it goes like this.
Is there any news about the latest series of Strictly, Tim?
Yes, it's been postponed.
Been postponed?
Dancing.
Yeah. Three words.
Dancing later, after dark.
Dancing after dark.
Dancing after dark.
Is dancing the first word?
It is dancing as the first word.
Dancing after midnight or so. Is that a film?
It's a TV series.
TV series.
Three words.
And it's been...
Dancing...
It's been postponed.
Yes.
It's later.
Late.
It's
late.
Off.
It's not off, but on.
Dancing on...
Ice.
Yes.
I truly agree. It's so thrilling just to witness this festival of cognitive processing. Your turn, Barry and John. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Don't look now. Don't look now.
And it's a film and it's three words. And it goes a bit like this.
Hamish!
Ah. Ah, Mr. Murgatroyd, you'll have had your tea. Now, would you mind holding this ladder for me? The wee boy next door will be round any minute after his football. Up in the gutter.
I can't see a football.
Well, I haven't put it up there yet. Hence the ladder.
Yeah?
Hold tight and up I go.
Well, that's a very handsome kilt, Hamish.
Aye. Mrs. Notty pressed it this morning, but I was having none of it.
I find the wind is getting up.
Oh, I can tell. A kilt takes on a life of its own.
It does. Hamish, are you going to climb much higher?
Right to the top. Oh, by the way, here's a piece of advice.
I think I can guess.
Yes.
Don't look now.
What kept you?
Okay, teams, I thought we'd celebrate by playing the classic Spanish game of piñata. And for this round, we have a festive piñata in the shape of a donkey, one for each team suspended over the stage. One team member is blindfolded and whacks the piñata with a stick until it bursts, revealing the surprise gifts contained within. And their fellow team member may shout encouragement and directions. So you're up first, Barry and John. Who's whacker and who's shouter?
I'll be whacker.
All right, I'll shout.
Okay, so right. Barry, have you got your blindfold on? Barry. John, can you move his blindfold so it's over his eyes?
Yeah, right.
That's better. I couldn't hear a thing.
And away you go.
OK, Barry, I'd like you to step forward. Another step. Turn to the right, left a bit, and whack. Yeah, and again. Good, and again.
Can we get the real donkey out of here? It's quite just confusing.
Yeah. Try again, Barry. Yeah, try to your right a bit this time. Yes, got it. Yep, go for it. Really go for it. Go on.
Success, and there's your mystery gift, a set of cut glass crystal wine goblets.
How many do we get?
By the look of it, about 37 pieces each. Well, now it's time for Tim and Susan's piñata, so while Samantha helps Miguel get it up, have you decided who does what?
Yes, Tim's whacking and I'm shouting.
Is that right?
Apparently.
Tim, have you got your blindfold on?
Who said that?
Right, then off you go to get your gift.
OK, Tim, I want you to do exactly what I tell you.
Yes, miss.
OK. Take two steps forward.
Step.
About 1 foot in.
1 foot out. Do the hokey-cokey.
Tim.
Sorry, miss.
Yeah.
Am I close enough?
Well, you've got about 3 inches in front of you.
Personal.
Right, ready, steady, whack.
Got it.
And again.
Ow!
And again. Did you hear something?
It's very dark in here. Ow!
Give it some whaley!
Is that it?
There was nothing in our piñata except Colin selling his piano.
You've broken my piano.
You mean it wasn't broken before when you were playing? OK, it's now time to play the round called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our hallway rug has been avalanched by a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear sir, have you noticed if you rearrange the letters of postmen, they get really annoyed?" Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. So, on with the game, teams. We'll play according to Montague's second revision. That's the one where you can't move laterally if out of bounds during a preliminary sequence. Obviously, I will be applying Yorkshire scoring using my... Absolutely, of course, nothing else. And I'll be using my famed ear for dialect. So, Tim, thou can start.
Lower Regent Street.
Let's see.
Which
part of Wales is that in?
All of Wales.
This is Montague's second revision, isn't it?
It is the second revision, yes.
But that would be first, what Tim's just done.
Lower Regent Street is all right. If you just said Regent Street, then I would concur, but he is allowed to have that.
Oh, right. Mm. Well, I'll have to go...
Don't get Mardy.
Laterally. Mm. Hyde Park.
It's quite difficult not to move laterally.
Bayek, you're not wrong.
Yep. So, I think we'll do... As it's the second revision, Montague's second revision, I'm going to go Monument.
Monument?
No. Oh.
You might clap, but she gets nout points for that. No, the rules are re-flummoxing.
Well, you clearly want me to go to Chalk Farm, but what you don't know is I want to go to Chalk Farm. Unless you did know that, and it's a trap. Chalk Farm.
I can't let you have Chalk Farm.
No. All right, can I have any farm?
I'm not mithering with that.
Mithering.
So, so annoying that my hitherto perfect accent has been...
Fine, I will just bifurcate to Paddington.
Green Park.
Green Park, that were grand.
That's good.
Thank you.
Marble Arch.
Barry needs a drink.
Now, I feel, I wouldn't normally do this, but I feel emboldened by the Yorkshire air. I'm going to go to Oval.
Well, in that case, Tooting Beck.
Is that Tooting Beck?
Yes, that's permissible after Oval, yeah.
Because it's no longer a preliminary sequence, this is now a tertiary sequence.
Yes, all right, smart.
It's interesting because we skipped the secondary one altogether.
So, Tim, how's the doing?
I'll go for Pimlico.
Yes.
Pimlico? Mornington Crescent!
No! By gum, thou's the winner. Okay, the next game is called What's the Problem? And it's all about expert advice. Quite frankly, a lot of household advice from the so-called experts is profoundly unhelpful. Last week, when I was following a recipe for Jamie's Fab Fruit Full, I was told to plunge your plums into boiling water. I did and nearly fell off the worktop. In this round, I'll supply the answers to a number of everyday problems posed by Victorian readers, taken from genuine books of the day. So the team's task is to guess what the original questions might have been. So we'll start with you, John. Here's the answer to a genuine Victorian problem. What was the original question? Insert a piece of sponge into the neck of a small medicine bottle or vial. You will find it answers the purpose very well.
I run an irritating gastropub. What is the most annoying way I could serve cake?
It's actually, how might I make my own envelope and stamp moistener? Oh.
Get a life.
So, Barry, here's the answer. What's the original question? Insert a knife between the first and second tines of a common table fork, hold against the top and pull.
What's the best way to open a tortoise?
It's how can I make a homemade bottle opener, in fact? Tim, here's the answer. Place the legs in old tomato cans.
How can I save money on my children's shoes?
It's actually what makes a good beehive stand. Finally, Susan, here's the answer. What's the question? Avoid contact with books or the alphabet.
How can I become president of the United States?
In fact, the answer is, are there any rules in terms of educating my child for the first 5 years? A healthy child's mind should lie fallow so far as alphabet and books are concerned until 5 years old. Delicate and nervous children may thus be neglected until the age of 6 or 7 years without danger of duncehood. My parents chose to leave it until I was 18. Here are some for any of you to have a go at, OK? Moisten a piece of common toilet soap and rub it over the spot.
I have a spot on my nose. How can I make it look soapy?
It's actually, how can the irritation of mosquito bites be eased? Smear on a little sweetened milk to make them bite.
My husband is allergic to mosquitoes. How can I make his life hell?
Is actually, how should I apply leeches and avoid green?
I've been offered a job by Sir Philip with an excellent pension plan. Any advice?
In fact, the answer was, are there any colours I should avoid in the nursery? Apparently, the prettiest shades of green are made up with ingredients that are distinctly arsenical. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Pharmaceutical Film Club. Samantha's been acting as a buyer for a new chemist's store and has been visiting some obliging gentlemen sales reps to test their pharmaceutical products for efficacy and cost. She rubbed Vicks on her chest and tried a mouthful of Andrews, finding both effective and neither too excessive. However, she says Neil's Yard was eye-watering. Teams, I'd like you to come up with the titles of films likely to be popular with pharmacists and their customers. So you can start this one, Tim.
Catheter on a Hot Tin Roof.
Barry.
Bill and Ted's X-Lax Adventure.
Susan.
The Bridge on the River Kwai.
John.
Hannah and her blisters.
Puss in Boots.
Slim, Fast and Furious.
Night Nurse on Elm Street.
A Clockwork Caliborange.
Apothecary Now.
Sleeping with the Enema.
My Fair Tenna Lady.
Thrusher.
Embracating Rita.
Senna.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Chemist.
Bring me the headaches of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the unprotected arse cheek of time is struck by the speeding paintball of posterity, and the burgeoning buttock bruise of belligerence is dismissed by the unsympathetic partner of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Halifax, it's goodbye, goodbye!
Barry Cryer, John Finnemore, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Susan Kalman were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele. The producer was John Naismith.